And welcome back to an episode of Geeks and Turns, me boy Eli.
Me Joe.
And we are here to talk about what has long been awaited to be talked about, James Gunn's Superman.
Yeah, the start of the new DCU, right?
Yeah, and funny, I was talking to Daniel about this. The thing is, we can never schedule it, because considering our schedule, and like, man, I feel like we should have started that a long time ago. He was thinking about maybe we should do like a retrospective of the previous DCU, maybe Zack Snyder's specific aspects of the DC universe.
Like an autopsy kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
Like,
and I think that would be a really cool thing to do. I think a lot of people have done it already. Because I don't think we ever could, like, schedule it in a way where it fit for all of our schedules.
Right, right, right.
But we will say we were going to talk about James Gunn's Superman. We're having it here. Daniel wasn't able to appear today. He's busy with work. That's fine, because he sent me his review. So we're going to be talking about James Gunn's Superman starting now. The way we like to do it is, like, we get like one minute thought on the film as we go into exploration. This will be spoiler free. I am encouraging a lot of people to go watch the movie, though. I will say, now this is not a negative aspect, but more like, there really isn't much I can say that would make me want to spoil.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily negative at all.
No.
That's sort of like
everything you see in the trailer is what you know, and honestly, it's more about how they kind of string it along, and I think they string along very well. But let's go ahead and start with you, bro.
Alright. So Superman is back, is probably the first thing I would say. This movie does, I think, about as well as you could do with a new Superman movie being brought into the modern era, right? It has, I think, everything that Superman fans would enjoy about the character. It has everything that I think a lot of people who love comic movies would like about the movie. Great acting by, David Cornsweet. He's this generation Superman, I think, no doubt. The mantle has been successfully passed. The CGI is great. The villain, Lex Luthor, great. Absolutely knocks it out of the ballpark. It's a simple story, I won't lie. And maybe that's the only detriment to it all. But it works so well, and at the end of the day, I think that's what Superman really needed after all the Snyderverse stuff.
Agreed. Alright, so now, give me 1 second. Alright, now it's my turn. But that was a good review. Ladies and gentlemen, James Gunn's Superman is indeed the hype, though I feel some people will be a little more hesitant, as to say, because I do feel that nowadays people have a different perspective of Superman. But I feel that this is probably one of the best interpretations of Superman to be ever put on the silver screen. Superman is hopeful. He is endearing. He is this ray of just goodness. And this is all captured in this moment in this film. There have been many times where I've seen a movie that got me teary-eyed, and this is one of them. And I am happy to say that David Cornsweet does a fantastic job, along with everyone else on the cast. Whether it be big or small, they fill that role just as well. This feels like a comic book in a way where it doesn't coddle you. It's okay if you don't know everything that's going on, but you are thrust upon it. And everyone in this movie has done fantastic. James Gunn, thank you. So where do we start? Obviously, there's one thing I will say. A lot of people were kind of weirded out by the way the story was structured. That being, he's already Superman. This is not an origin story.
Yeah. I know Gunn has gone on Twitter to talk about his opinions on that, and that he felt that we didn't need origin stories, or rather, we didn't need to tell these origin stories again for three characters, mainly Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man, which, I mean, I
know that there's the trifecta.
Yeah, it's the trifecta of the most popular superheroes ever, of all time. Those three right
Wonder
there.
Wonder Woman's still trying to break that glass ceiling on that one.
I mean, yeah, she's part of the DC Trinity, obviously, but
yeah.
I mean, like, listen.
For some reason, Spider-Man just, like, edges out just a bit.
I mean, he's relatable at the end of the day.
Yeah,
Peter has always been relatable.
That's true.
Any
that's
Spider-Man,
true.
Actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, like, and that's a perspective I completely understand, especially when it comes to Spider-Man, because we got, like, back-to-back reboots for the
we
character.
Got, yeah, no.
So
it's a span of, like, in less than a decade.
In hindsight,
I'm sorry, like, a quarter of a century, we had three different interpretations of Spider-Man.
Yeah, which is kind of insane when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, I mean, technically, you can maybe say the same thing about Batman, like, in the early 90s, right? When you had Michael Keaton for the first two. And then it switched to Val Kilmer for forever.
See, and that one you can just say like they just change actors.
Yeah, because I guess at the end of the day, it's all still the same kind of continuity with the same Batman. It's just a different guy in the suit, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They're all treated like it's still part of the same movie. They just happen to change actors and directors and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I still agree with that sentiment. I understand it. You know, like. Because these three superheroes are the most popular, and everybody knows how their origin story works.
No,
and
agreed. It's the way I thought about it, it's like, because I know people were upset, because, like, no, the origin story is important. But the thing is, it's important for me. Yes, it's important. We know the origin story, but you don't have to tell the origin story. I think someone mentioned, I remember seeing that same post, about how Matt Reeves' Batman does tell the origin in a slightly different way. You know, with the death of that political guy.
He's not the mayor. I think he was
running for your election or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then he dies and he has left the son, and, you know, Bruce feels the same pain that kid felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's pretty obvious. Like, they mention it, but it's not, you know, like, a focal point. Like, you know that this has happened and the character still feels
there's
that
a
way.
Reason why you specifically rolled your eyes during watching The Joker.
When we have Bruce's parents die again in that movie, and it's like, why? Why do we need to see that? Especially since now we know that we're not going to get, like, that interpretation of, like, Batman in that universe. Right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely.
It's just so unnecessary. It's like, you need to check, it's like a checkbox we got to do, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't really need it. Like, even in, like, Batman v Superman, like, when they do Bruce's origin in that movie. I'm like, one, it's like, it's a little tired. Do I really need to see Martha Wayne and Bruce and Thomas
the Pearls?
Yeah, get killed again. But I understand Zach's idea of, like, you know, like, the Martha thing. Like, that's how you get the Martha thing and tie it, wove it into the story. As dumb as that is, you know, right? Like, I get Zach's thought process of that. But at the same time, it's like,
plus, it was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's like the entire opening of that, right?
It's all kind of a dream sequence. So it's like all in his head kind of shit. Which is fine, I get it. But, like, there's a point, we also gotta remember, a few years ago we had you know, Nolan's Batman. And his stuff.
Yeah, Batman Begins was in 2005 with,
Nolan Batman and Christian Bale.
Yeah, with Christian Bale. And we get that origin story. So, like, 10-plus years later, we get a redone of the origin story, which, you know, like, listen, that for me is, like,
to be fair, we also had a Tim Burton's Batman. They didn't we all thought they were doing the origin story. They weren't.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
No, because don't you remember the beginning of the Tim Burton's Batman? It's like the family's walking down the aisle, only they get shot. Oh, look, there's Batman. Because it was like, you know, a rug pull, as they say.
Yeah, but they still have his backstory, though. Right?
True. You're not wrong.
But, yeah, no, I get what you mean. Obviously, I think the most criticism definitely comes with Spider-Man. But, again, that's just, I think hindsight, it made sense for the MCU to do that,
mm-hmm.
to not have the Uncle Ben moment, because we've already seen it, like, two times within, like, the span of, like,
mm-hmm.
a couple years. Like, again, like, 2002 is the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man, and then 10 years later you got The Amazing Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
and you essentially reboot that, like, in less than, like, 4 years or so, so that way Spider-Man shows up in Civil War in 2016,
so you know.
At that point, general audiences at that time just know, and even then, like, most people, again, we'll get off this topic soon enough, but most people don't understand the origins of Batman, of Spider-Man, and especially of Superman.
Yeah.
His, again, Superman is the most popular superhero of all time, all around the world. Everyone in the world knows who Superman is, and they know his origin story. So it's a completely reasonable to just not have that origin story in there.
What I do love about this movie is that it basically tells you in the opening crawl, because there is an opening crawl. Half the time I feel like that's going to be a bad idea, but the way James Gunn wrote it, I'm fine. It's just like, there have been superpower people, Superman has showed up, and we are in the middle of his journey as being Superman. And that's fine. That's all I need. Especially since, like, the way they're playing it out, and it's like, we know Doom Planet sent from the stars, but what matters right now, and there's going to be a very important thing that's going on in the movie that I really hope some people think about, is the importance of who he is as a person and the, you know, the result of the people that raised him.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like a big crux, because there's a bit of a change in the lore, I'll say that. And I wouldn't say lore, because I feel like comic books are always these sort of a twisted, grimy, you know, always changing, always fluid sort of kind of a thing.
It's like Play-Doh.
It's exactly Play-Doh. Like, you can change any aspect, but at the end of the day, it's still Play-Doh. You can change some certain things about Superman, but at the end of the day, he has to be Superman. He has to be this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea. And that, I feel like there's one thing that I do feel like people are going to be a little latched on. To me, I'm more of a... it doesn't deter what Superman is, and that's what the most important part of it is.
Yeah, because I think when it came to that decision, to what they did in terms of that part of the Superman origin, I guess, it's definitely interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, like...
You when we were talking about it, you said there's a reasonable, like, explanation as to maybe why they would something like that would happen.
Yeah, and, you know, for what it's worth, and yeah, I understand why some people are a little weirded out by it, but I think at the end of the day, I think part of that change is to ultimately push Clark and, you know, into the firmly, like, embracing his human side, basically,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
You know, like, because it's always been sort of a Superman's thing of, like, having to balance, like, his alien origin and knowing that he, you know, grew up on Earth, right, and raised by human parents, and, you know, and that's always sort of his thing, like, he eventually just sort of, like, no, I'm human, like,
yeah,
I was raised human, I will be human, and I will protect the Earth kind of thing, right?
It is the exact opposite of Bill's line in Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We don't need to get into that, but...
No, I feel like we've gone on way too much.
But anyways, I guess, speaking of the man himself, I think we already mentioned a bit about him, but, Superman, you know...
Oh,
David,
dude, I loved it. I loved it every minute with him. There's a specific moment... I knew that we were in for something specifically when that first teaser trailer dropped in December, where it was that kid holding onto the flag, crying for Superman's name.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's how you do it. That's how you get a good emotional pull, because Superman, great hero and inspiring to everyone, especially towards children. And you knew he's done that. You knew you saw that moment happen so well, not from that scene specifically, but there's a moment in the film where he helps save the day, and these kids run up to him and he's like, "Hey, buddy!" Like, I think he knows one by name at least.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, if anything, I knew we were kind of probably in for something special when it came to some of the behind the scenes, where it was, you know, the actor David Cornsweet,
yeah,
in costume, you know, after, like, shooting day was done, was just hanging out with the kids, you know, just, like, dabbing them up, like, hey, good job, you know.
Yeah, it's such a simple thing that Superman is, like, is always kind to people and to children. Maybe especially children, because they look up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always setting up an example. You know, just being like, "Hey, buddy, how's it going?"
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
It's kind of a better moment than the one in the Justice League.
Oh yeah, the the reshoot footage of the kids filming them on my fucking TikTok, whatever, the weird, you know, definitely a little...
Like, I get the sentiment.
Yeah,
I
you
do.
Get, yeah, you get the sentiment, but, like, for that character, it's way too forced, especially...
It feels weird.
Yeah, it's such a, you know...
And I don't think it was Cavill's fault, but
no,
it's something
not.
About it, like, him acting, like, very disinterested. It feels very, like...
I mean, I totally imagine that, like, most of that was just green screen around him, and he wasn't really...
Yeah.
Because, again, like, you don't see the kids, it's just all from that phone perspective. So it's, like, it's very clearly, like, a reshoot thing, and, like,
yeah. There probably wasn't a kid there holding it.
Well, obviously not. At that
because I think if it was, then Henry would have, like kneeled down or something. Like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, yeah, no, I think, David Cornswell did a great performance. Like I said in my, like, 1 minute review, like, I think that's,
He plays a very, like, new to the world Superman. Not new to the world, like, because he just showed himself up, like, in a few.
Yeah, I think it was, like, 3 years ago
up. And then, like, he's still kind of, like...
Figuring things out, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of the point of that one scene with him and Lois, which, by the way, the actress playing Lois, I'm forgetting her name, I'm sorry, but she did a fantastic job.
Yeah, she was a great Lois, too, yeah.
Yeah, she really captured that, like, spunky, but also, like, all right, I need to get shit done.
Yeah.
Because there was a moment of the interview, which is, like, one of the trailers. There's a little bit of an extended version in the film, and I'm like, that is such a Lois thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is like, now I'm going to push you into hard questions, man. I don't care if you're my boyfriend or what.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm like, yep, that's Lois. I was like, no, I'm a reporter first. Oh, and Jimmy. Ah, Jimmy.
Ah, Jimmy.
The world missed you, Jimmy.
Yep. I... Never have I thought in my life where I said, what was, like, one of the best parts of this movie? Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy freaking Olsen.
Which is, I mean, granted, as much as I like Superman, I wasn't exactly tuned into his extended universe. I mean, I know Jimmy's always been, like, Superman's his friend or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's always been...
Best pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah. And I do like... a lot of the more modern interpretations of him now.
Yeah.
I mean, when the My Adventures with Superman has Jimmy, and he's really good in that.
Conspiracy theorist, but very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
Very caring guy.
And in this one, like, it just works really well. Like, it really does. Like.
Yeah. He's not in it for long, but when he is, he's like, that's what I like about you, Jimmy. He's always off into his own little adventures.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is like how you write Jimmy. He's like, oh yeah, Jimmy, what'd you do? I don't want to talk about it. Just PTSD flashbacks.
Yeah, it is a very funny...
From whatever girl he was hanging out with that night.
Yeah, like, there's a very funny, subplot with him and, like, girl, and it's just, like, God, it's just so hilarious.
The theater was laughing.
Yeah, yeah, it
like, there was a moment I'm like, where he responded to something she said, and everyone was just, like, behind us, were like, ah! And, like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's my boy Jimmy.
Obviously, Lex Luthor.
Oh, my God,
Nicholas Holtz, man. Like,
if you were wondering how he would do compared to, Jesse Eisenberg, I'm forgetting the guy from the first film,
Gene Hackman.
Without a doubt, I think, no disrespect to those guys. Well, maybe Jesse.
No, I mean...
Jesse, in light of recent events, feels more of, like, what... you would expect Lex Luthor to be. I know you were against... You and everyone were against me when I said, no, if he played him like he did in, like, Social Network, this would have been a great Lex Luthor. Nowadays, it's like, okay, you know what? You're cooking. I'm like, yeah, thank you!
Yeah. No, I mean, at the same time, I understood what Zach was going for.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. It just wasn't executed properly.
Nah, I agree. Again, I agree.
But anyways, yeah, no, what were you saying? Like,
I don't know, but like,
how you feel about...
Like, but Lex here is everything that you would find in, like, Lex Luthor in the comics. Gene Hackman's was great, but it was always very cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you saw that in, like, what's his name? When Superman Returns. Kevin Spacey,
yeah.
Yeah. We don't talk about him.
I mean, you got the meme out of it, right?
You got the meme.
Wrong.
Because what was that? Like, I want to be a real estate guy. And I'm like, okay, sure. Here, though, you get his intelligence. Because the thing about Lex Luthor, he is one of the smartest people in the world. But he's also the one... So he can sometimes be, depending on who's writing it, the most arrogant person ever. Most pity, most envious guy ever. And they caught it very well here. There's a moment where I'm like, yeah, that's such a Lex thing to do. He knows how much trouble this is going to be. Like, nah, but if it means getting back at that boy, I'll do it. It's like, so to give you guys an idea, do you remember that scene in the Lee cartoon where he finds out that kryptonite not only hurts Superman, but it also hurts humans, and he didn't realize that?
Yes.
That's exactly that kind of, that whole interaction, that's this Lex, and I love it.
Yeah, he definitely embodies such hater energy.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a moment I'm like, that's so dumb, but that is such a hater move to do.
Yeah, like, Lex is just, like, that's top tier, like,
Lex thing.
Do
you think that's also, like, slight commentary on, like, bot accounts?
Maybe a little bit, because I know Gunn has gone on record, at least I think in one interview, talking about, like, just certain fan, like, interactions or comments. I mean, he does his best to, like, you know, blot a lot of it out, right? Like, he's like, listen, but then I think he mentions, like, there's always one, though, that always gets me a little bit. I'm like, why would he say it like that? Like, that doesn't, and he's like, you know what, I need to, like, log off here for a little bit. I'm reading too much social media or whatever. And I think he incorporates that well, because there is a certain thing when it comes to Superman, and he's like, I don't read social media. And it's like, really? You don't?
Like, no.
It's very
clear.
Hashtag
Superman sucks. What?
yeah, pretty much, right? Yeah. So, it's one of those, like, fun little bits. And I think that incorporates well. But yeah, I could see that whole section being a bit of like that. But, I mean, to be fair, that's not entirely wrong either. Because there are, like, people who do make bot accounts for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Oh yeah. Honestly, I think the plot itself, I think a lot of people were questioning it. I'm perfectly fine with it, because again, I feel like it's established that, okay, we're in the middle of something. We might not be seeing everything, but that's kind of the point. We're supposed to be in the middle of him dealing with some issue, with like people reacting to his actions. Because one of the main plot points of this story is that a lot of people are questioning his actions when he was doing this, when he interrupted a, you know, a foreign nation invading another.
Yeah, he stopped the, like, Bavaria, or whatever it's called, invading Janjapur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I butchered that, so sorry.
I mean, they're I believe they're make-believe countries.
Yeah, sure, but, you know, there's always one person, right?
He might have switched the, say who invaded who wrong.
No. But yeah, it has a bit of that interesting angle of, like, Superman, you know, just kind of going around the world doing stuff, and, you know, sometimes that has some interesting political consequences.
And it's more of, like, whose side are you on, Superman? Like, I'm not on anyone's side.
Yeah, I mean, that whole bit interview with Lois definitely hones in on that. And, you know, you definitely see it's just Superman wanting to help people. Like, he sees what is, you know, to him, like, the innocent situation, like, innocence being harmed, and doesn't want people to die, so he stops an invading force. Like, you know, in the outside lens, right? Yeah,
and
Superman's
maybe
doing good.
He went about it the wrong way.
Maybe a little bit, you know?
He's not denying that. But he's saying that one guy's an asshole.
Which, you know, yeah, the leader, the president of Bavaria definitely is a very stereotypical, like, asshat dictator, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, it's an interesting angle they do with it, and I think it puts Superman in a modern perspective. Like, yeah, what would happen if Superman got into a war zone to stop a war? And then, like, seeing the political ramifications, it's like, hey, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it does the politics a lot better than I would expect, because, like, it's like, I'm a superhero, and I'm trying to do what's good, why is it a problem that I'm trying to do what is objectively good?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's kind of the crux, like, well, you are a representative. Like, no, I'm not representing anyone but myself. I'm doing what is right.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I am saving lives. That's what matters. And he's very much like that. And you see that throughout the film. And that's kind of one of the things I liked about this interpretation of Superman. He's saving everyone from a person to a dog into a goddamn squirrel.
Yeah.
He values life. And that's kind of the thing I really liked about this movie. Is that it very encapsulates like why Superman does what he does. And honestly, I feel like I can totally see someone being kind of annoyed by a certain scene by the end. I'm like, no, that is that is Superman to a T. He would say that, he would, you know, do that. And it gives me shades of, like, Superman vs. the Elite, the movie, or even the comic book that's based off Superman, What's So Funny About the American Dream.
Mm-hmm.
I think I butchered the name of that one. Where at the end of the movie and book, he spouts, like, the importance of, like, of dreams, you know?
Yeah.
They lift us up, and they help us become better than what we can be. And I'm like, yes, that is Superman! That is Superman right there.
No, definitely. I think a lot of people love to reference the end of that Superman vs. Elite movie, because to its core, that's Superman putting down that his whole message,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, it doesn't matter for how, you know, how hard I get hit, I'm going to get back up because I want to, you know, believe in the good of humanity. And there's even a moment where, you know, Lois talks about how, like, she feels like her relationship might not work out because essentially, while she's someone that questions everything, because she's a reporter,
mm-hmm.
you know, Superman is a guy that's very trusting of people. He wants to believe in the good of humanity, and he always will, because that's sort of what it is. Even
yeah.
with his final confrontation with Lex, he still hopes that he can just see, like, his perspective on things. Like, he can
mm-hmm.
just let go of his arrogance and just, like, understand that he's here for good,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's that moment got me so good. I guess we can... Do you have any negatives? Because, honestly, we've seen it for a day now, and I still can't think of a negative.
I will say that... If there's one negative I can probably think about, having sat and let the whole movie marinate for me for a bit, it's most, like, I can maybe just see sort of the, well, it's probably two things.
Yeah.
One, and this is not necessarily me saying that this is what I found to be negative.
Yeah.
Right? This is how I could probably see how some people could notch this movie down a bit. One, I think I mentioned it earlier, simplistic plot a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the end of the day, it is sort of just sort of a standard Superman movie when you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too crazy or out of the ordinary. I mean, I know when it comes to, I know people were like, "What? Who is this Hammer of Bavaria guy?" And, you know, thankfully the movie does it in a pretty funny way where it's like, it's actually Ultraman. If you know who Ultraman is, then I'm not going to explain anything else about Ultraman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, yeah, it's, you know, that's an interesting twist. But anyways, you know, the story seems a bit too simple, and I think the other thing was the inclusion of some of the other metahumans in here, mainly Green Lantern, Hawkgirl, Mr. Terrific, and then you got Metamorpho,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, in their various roles in the movie.
Oh, Metamorpho is so great. Everyone in the whole Justice... they call themselves the Justice Gang, but, like, it's the Justice League.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah, it's like they're waiting...
Mr. Terrific is awesome.
Yeah, no, Mr. Terrific has, like, such a standout performance. Really, really, really good. He's just sort of the straight man of the group, essentially.
Yeah, even he gets like, I'm so tired of you, I'm so tired of you, Mom.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm the smartest man in this room, why am I dealing with this, you know? God damn. You know, but yeah, all of them work really well. I mean, obviously, Nathan Fillion and Guy Gardner, like, that's a good casting. Still a weird haircut, but that's Guy Gardner for
you. Yeah, that's
you.
A Guy Gardner haircut, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how a bowl cut.
But, you know, I know some people will probably be like, you know, like, they should have had more or whatever. I'm like, no, that's fine. I think their roles, they did their jobs well enough,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, right? That's how it works. And it comes with the story, I feel like I said before, like I think it's probably a good thing that this was a sort of a simple Superman story.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, I think that's what you need. You needed a fresh, if you're restarting your cinematic universe, and you're going with Superman, obviously, then you need a nice, fresh, clean slate.
Yeah.
You need a good palate cleanser of, like, this isn't going to be what it's like before. This is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our main, you know, guy, Superman, right? And this is how it's going to be. Like,
mm-hmm.
just to get back to basics. Because I think at the end of the day, that's kind of, like, the past two Superman movies, right? Like, Superman Returns was just trying to recapture the Donner feel, and ultimately
yeah.
it just did not work.
It did not work. It was just, it was too, God, I don't even remember. It's not supposed to tell you.
I think it just wasn't what audience was looking for at the time, and
yeah.
also just, like, it just didn't capture it super well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we pivot to Man of Steel, which is trying to copy that Nolan-esque dark world or realistic grittiness and stuff, which, I mean, you could make work with Superman but you really needed to, like, sort of, like, hone it down and, like, really refine it,
mm-hmm.
because Man of Steel was alright, but it wasn't, I think, what most people thought it was gonna be or wanted it to be.
I remember watching that movie, and I enjoyed it, but there were so many moments where I'm like, oh, this just doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel like what Superman should be. But yeah, no, I agree. I think this movie just really does a really good job of capturing that vibe of what Superman is and why Superman is such, like, a beloved character for so many years. And funny enough, I think I don't have much of an issue with it. I loved it. Like, I'm gonna give you my rating right now. I'm gonna say it's like a 9 out of 10. Is there something that could have been better? Yes, but damn, is it close? Is it close? I wasn't looking for a masterpiece. But I was looking for a great movie, and this is that.
Yeah, gosh, this is one of those moments where, like, I feel like it's kind of annoying that I have to agree with you on the score. Not because I try to have different scores to, you know, like, balance this out, but just, it's just sort of like, damn, dude. Like, it's a 9 out of 10 for me, like, you know, it's just, it captures everything so well, like you said, about
mm-hmm.
what makes Superman Superman. Like, I think I remember walking out of that movie, and I was talking to you, and I was like, that's the guy.
You said the exact same thing to me. Like, that's the guy.
I'm like, you know, that's the guy. That's the Superman, you know?
That's Superman.
Like, you know, it's just sort of like, yes, we finally... Like, we're back, baby.
We're back.
The first thing you asked me, like, so what do you think? And I was like, I think DC's in good hands.
Yeah.
I really do. I know there is a, like, they want to do, like, what, 2 live-action movies or whatever, some TV stuff. And, like,
which is fine.
And anime stuff, which is like, yeah, it's fine, but I do think that they should definitely just, you know, like...
Slow down a bit.
Yeah, like, let's not get too... You know, like, the fatal flaw with the MCU definitely was the oversaturation bit.
Mm-hmm.
Probably with, like, the shows and all that stuff. And, you know, Gunn, I feel like, definitely understands that and probably can hopefully, like, keep...
Yeah.
You know, like, have a nice steady pace of stuff and build naturally up to the Justice League, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what else comes new from this new DCU. You know, like... I'm personally excited to see what their Batman looks like.
Yeah.
Like, I legit think, like, this version of Batman that's going to be coming out, you know, is going to be
not the Matt Reeves one.
Not the Matt Reeves one, but granted, you know, Batman Part 2.
Yeah.
Sounds, you know, I would say that's probably going to be a good movie. But, yeah, I have real hope that the DCU Batman will be what I want Batman to be for so long. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways, and hopefully Robin, right?
Yeah, and I think that's a good place to end it. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're most active on those. And if you want to put a face to the voice, check out on YouTube for all you know, visual watchers. And I messed up the usual, I'm sorry. You look at me that look. Yeah, but no, if you were on Instagram, you find a link to all podcast sites, which is part of like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And like I said earlier, link tree to the YouTube. For if you like what you heard, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff, and Patreon for any form of support. Anyways, it's been me, your boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
Go watch Superman, man. Get some hope in you. Peace.